दोस्तों, विश्व में बहुत सारी संस्थाएं ऐसी हैं जो किसी भी तरह की सीमा या भेदभाव को न मानते हुए सिर्फ मानवीय आधार पर विविध क्षेत्र में कार्यरत हैं। डॉक्टर्स विदाउट बॉर्डर्स, जो मेडिसिन सान फ्रंटियर्स यानी कि MSF के नाम से भी जाना जाता है, यह संस्था का युद्धग्रस्त क्षेत्रों में मेडिकल फील्ड में बड़ा ही योगदान है। इस संस्था के साथ जुड़े भारतीय डॉक्टर निशान, उन्होंने यमन के कॉन्फ्लिक्ट जोन यानी कि युद्ध क्षेत्र में अपनी सेवाएं दी। डॉक्टर निशांत के साथ मैंने जो बातचीत की थी, उनके मुख्य अंश मैं आपको आज सुनाने जा रही हूँ। डॉक्टर निशांत ने कश्मीर में अपनी सेवा दी थी और उसी दौरान वो संपर्क में आए थे MSF के। इस संस्था के साथ जुड़कर उन्होंने यमन के युद्ध क्षेत्र में अपनी सेवा प्रदान करने का निर्णय किया। यमन के अद्दाले शहर में डॉक्टर निशांत ने मार्च से दिसंबर महीने तक सेवा दी। डॉक्टर निशांत बताते हैं कि यमन पहुंचकर उन्होंने जाना कि लड़ाई कोई मैदान में नहीं लेकिन शहर के बीचों बीच लड़ी जा रही है और जो सिपाही हैं वो तो जख्मी हो ही रहे हैं, लेकिन ज्यादातर आम इंसान, आम नागरिक इसका शिकार हो रहा है।
When I first went to Yemen, my idea of a war zone, like the way we read about in books and movies, you think it's like a battlefield and, you know, dono parties directly clash karenge. But when I went to Yemen, I saw the battlefield was actually a town. Come here, like a town head, town ka naam Addale. Addale is located in the previous north-south border of Yemen. The maximum amount of suffering that happened was among the civilian population. And as always, I certainly did treat war wounded patients, but the bulk of the patients that I did treat was actually civilians. I'm talking about bache log and very old elderly people who were caught in the crossfire.
Yemen mein firearms ko lekar koi bhi niyam ya kanun nahi hai aur is ladai mein aspatal sevaon ko bhi nishana banaya jata hai.
Another unique thing about Yemen is firearms. Firearms are available everywhere. They are available in the open market. Lekin kuch nahi mechanism hai to regulate the sale or the use of firearms. So even children will be walking around with firearms. So naturally, the amount of injuries due to gunshot wounds were really high. And initially when I went there, it was just gunshot wounds, but now people are suffering from, people are dying because of airstrikes. Continuously, there's been a bombardment of many places. And what's really sad is that medical facilities, hospitals, are being used as targets for airstrikes. So my experience in Yemen was actually an eye-opener.
Dr. Nishant बताते हैं कि भारत में जो theoretical ज्ञान उन्होंने प्राप्त किया था, उसको practical use करना यमन में हुआ। युद्ध क्षेत्र की गंभीरता बयां करते हुए Dr. Nishant कहते हैं कि एक छोटी सी बच्ची के अंतिम संस्कार के समय युद्ध छिड़ गया और अस्पताल की क्षमता से ज्यादा मरीजों को चिकित्सा की जरूरत थी। परिस्थिति इतनी विकट हो गई थी कि इसमें सबसे अहम था योग्य निर्णय शक्ति का इस्तेमाल करना। कभी कभी वो कहते हैं ऐसी परिस्थितियां भी आई कि जब मेडिकल एथिक्स दाव पर लग गया हो।
Particularly, there were some situations that were very challenging where our understanding of medical ethics would really be brought to the fore. For example, there was a small girl, a 12-year-old girl, who was killed in a village when the army was shelling the place. Ek din ke baad, there was a funeral of the girl. The funeral happened at 9 o'clock in the morning. All of us were in the office. And that's when the fighting started. The army started shelling the funeral procession itself. And that's when we started receiving more patients in the emergency room. Somehow there was a temporary stop in the firing. And in the emergency room, the amount of patients with injuries was more than the amount of beds we had in the hospital to treat. However, we did manage to stabilize critical patients. And after that, however, our ambulances could not go from the hospital to the referral center because the fighting still continued. So at that time, some very hard decisions we were faced with some very hard decisions. Which patient do you refer? Coming back from Yemen, I could really think through the situation. And of course, one thing we do realize is that the need is greater than the resources available to meet. Now, I've been in India. When we come back, I mean, we can sleep so peacefully in the night, you know, and not worry about, you know, which bullet is going to hit our window. But in Yemen, people live there from minute to minute, from hour to hour.
लेकिन दोस्तों कहते हैं ना कि जब सभी जगह पर निराशा होती है तो कहीं ना कहीं से एक आशा की किरण दिख जाती है. इसी तरह से यमन युद्ध क्षेत्र के निराशा और तनाव भरे माहौल में भी कुछ कहानियां ऐसी है जो आशा जगाती है कि भविष्य में परिस्थिति बदलेंगी.
One very, very unique incident that just stands out in my mind, which I'll never forget, was one day, this was around morning 10:30, I got a call saying there's a pregnant woman in the ER. It looks like she had a blast injury. Okay, I kept the phone down. I ran to the men's room. Go to the men's room, and I see that there is this lady was about 25 years old. She was not responding. She was totally unconscious. I tried to get a pulse. Pulse was, I could barely even get it. I could not record the blood pressure. She was almost as good as dead, but somehow we immediately resuscitated her. And while we were doing this, I managed to get the call the family members and ask them what happened. And this is what happened. This lady was actually 6 months pregnant. She was in her home. She was in the kitchen. Her children went out late and they found some unidentified parts. So they didn't know what it was. They brought it back to the mother. The mother also didn't know what it was. When she was opening it, the parcel fell down right at her feet. When it fell down, it just exploded. Keep in mind, she was 6 months pregnant. Most likely, it was a grenade. When she came to the ER, all the way right from her abdomen, chest, neck, and all the way up to her knees. You know, you find these minute particles, they're called shrapnel. You know, when a grenade is like a small bomb. So when it explodes, it sends these metal particles throughout the body. So there was metal particles literally like her whole body, all the way from her chest, peppered with it. Took an x-ray. Yeah, we saw there was a huge particle of iron right inside, lodged inside the base. And we really thought, she's not going to make it, but we rushed her to the operation theater. So in the OT, we did the surgery. Of course, we could not salvage the baby, but the mother, she showed remarkable improvement. And over the next 3 weeks, now imagine, she's a pregnant lady who just lost a child from a very untoward incident. This lady was so cheerful. I mean, and she was very cooperative with the physiotherapy. And after 3 weeks, she managed to walk out of the hospital, and she even came for a follow-up visit after 2 months. This lady's endurance, her resilience, the strength of her spirit, this is one case that really very uniquely stands out in my memory. This is a case that I would never forget.